I think that was already pretty minchitza, and since Nagia a little bit to that, but I'm going to go back. I'm going back to the previous sugya. It's a, whenever still in the middle, because I could be behind, it could be ahead. I don't know where Nagia Salazayin also Salachas. But there's a sugya over here that's going to come out from the Gemara on the base. So I'll go upon him. I'm going to just go back to some of these sugyas from the Gemara before and get a chance to talk about it. Of Ba'akam Emtza Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about a case that it's Ba'akam Emtza Shabbos. What's the halacha? And the Gemara says that the original psak was Rabbi Yochanan Paskind that there should be soicher from the goy. And the Rishonim, Kipshuta, most Rishonim, except for the Shid and the Ravid, we'll see, said that the din was that once the goy came B'Shabbos, it was in this battle, the Erev, and the Mela, they have to go ahead and do Bittul Rishos, but they're allowed to do Bittul and Schiris. There's a Shayin and the Rishayinim. See, the Ravid Sheet is not like that. The Ravid Sheet was that once they do Schiris, they don't have to go do Bittul. Once they do Schiris, it's Chazir and Neir, the Erev from before. So we have to know what the Machlokes and the Rishayinim is on that. And the Etzem, Dovet, that the Gemara's Maskana, brings Shmuel, that based on Shmuel's Halacha, Shmuel says that if you have a chotzer, which is oisin, if it ain't ma'arvin, if it's a matzav, then ain't ma'arvin ma'arv Shabbos, ain't mevatlin. And the Gemara says, asui my level, asui nachri. Are we talking about the guy was here before, so what do you mean ain't ma'arvin? L'chay was ma'arvin. V'id asa ma'esmol, loyger ma'esmol. El alav da'asa b'Shabbos. So the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, that if a guy comes on Shabbos, so a chatzah that a guy comes on Shabbos is called Ein Ma'arvin, and since it's called Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin. So you can't do the bittul now. So Tosis learns that most achronim learn in Tosis, as an evidence, it's not like that, but most achronim learn in Tosis. The way Tosis learns that if the guy was here for Ein Ma'arvin Shabbos, then if they did an Erev, and the guy was here for Ma'arvin Shabbos, it's still bottled the Erev. But they could do bittul. So you can do Schiris and Bittul. But if he's not your Mayor of Shabbos, then you can't do Schiris and Bittul. Lemaisa, Tosis brings two other Gemaras, and he learns those two Gemaras the same way. Samach Zayin Amud Aleph and Ayin Amud Beis. Gabi Meis Nachri. But Tosis learns that the whole Shmuz Meis Nachri is talking about that he was Ba, that the Shabbos could, what happens if they're Meis Nachri. He's talking about he was Ba B'Shabbos. And now the only Shabbos is, do they have to do Bittul? But if he was Ba, and that is a Shiloh, but if he was Ba before Shabbos, it's Pashut that everyone would hold. If he was Ba before Shabbos, according to Shmuel, that's the case that Shmuel said, that it's called Ma'arvin, and it would be Mevatlin. But Rashi, in both those places, seems to argue. And Rashi says that even if he's here Ma'arv Shabbos, and they were Ma'arv, that Afal Pikein, Rashi learns Meis Nachri B'Shabbos Hanami Boy Minei Shnei Yisraelim V'Nachri Adorim B'Chotzev V'Loy Sachar V'Loy Yervu U'Meis Nachri B'Shabbos Mal Vatel Zelazeh. And the Gemara on that would say the Gemara on that Rav Shesha says Ani Omer Mevatlin, and Rav Nuna says Nat is a Machlekes. And also on that the Gemara says that if you wouldn't be Meis, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it, even though the guy was here from before. So the way Rashi learns, Tais asks on Rashi, comes out, the way Rashi learns that even if the guy was here from before Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Even if the guy was here from before Shabbos, L'chora, you can't be Soicher and Mevatel. Tais learns Rashi. Can't be Soicher and Mevatel, he asks, doesn't stim. With Argumar says, L'asui Nachri, Idasim Esmol, it's posh, it works. Rashi over there sounds like if the guy was here Me'esmol, that you wouldn't be able, even if he was your mesmo, you wouldn't be able to be soicher u'ma'arv. So it's a big machlokes. But we have to know how does it shtim in Rashi in the sugya alein. So if we're medayik in Rashi, I'm gonna just say the shtickle and say with medayik in Rashi, and then we're gonna go to another thing. Hopefully, come back. Rashi says over here, meis nachri b'Shabbos. Hanami boy mine, Shnei Yisraelim, v'nachri hadarim b'chatzer, v'loy sachru, v'loy irvu.
Why is Rashi say v'lo yirvu? L'chayra, it's not negev if they were yirvu or not. The point of Mason Achim Shabbos was, according to Rashi, he was here before, and now they weren't soicher from him, and now he dies. According to Toys, it makes no difference, yirvu, lo yirvu. The point, if he was here before, maybe it would help. But Rashi says, the idea was lo yirvu. So it's Masha from Rashi, that if it would be Irvu, the halacha would be different. L'chayr is the Yishuv HaDavar, is that Rashi would seem to hold that if the guy was here from before Shabbos, and they were Irvu, then the halacha would be different. And it would seem like that the way Rashi learned the Gemara is, not like Tosfos, is like this. According to Rashi, and this is the sheet of the Evan Oizer, even in Tosfos. This is the sheet of the Evan Oizer in Tosfos, and this is the sheet of Rashi. We went through it. We'll speak it out. That Tosfos learns that the mile of the guy being there from before is even Balu Irvu. If he's there from before, then it was Chal already Erev Shabbos that there was a Yisrael and a guy over here. Since there was a Yisrael and a guy over here, so Mela comes Shabbos, they could go ahead and do Skirs and Bittel. That's not called Shmuel's case of not doing Bittel, because the guy was here already. The Ben Oizer learns that the Maila of a guy being here is, let's say Rashi, is we're talking about that he was Ma'ariv. If you were Ma'ariv already, if you were Ma'ariv, so then that's what the Gemara is saying. You were Taka Ma'ariv from Erev Shabbos. So now, Zok the Gemara like this, Maila of Losuyi Nochri, if we're talking about your ma'arv and there's a guy involved. When did the guy come? Idas ma'esmal, logir ma'esmal. Then all you have to do is schiris. So mainly all you have to do is schiris now also. You don't have to do bittel. And that if you did erev and a guy was around, then the guy being there is not mevatel the erev. The guy being there is not mevatel the erev. And if the guy was around and you did schiris, that would be enough. And the Gemara is saying the guy wasn't here. If the guy wasn't here, then you did an Erev, then he comes on Shabbos, then he comes in Zmavatel the Erev. But if he was here before, then you wouldn't be Mavatel the Erev if the guy was here. So it comes out, just basically, is that there's three Shittas in the Rishonim. Is that Tosfos holds, no matter what, even if you did an Erev and the guy was here, it makes no difference. The Erev, if the guy is around, or when it comes later, the Erev is Bottle, and you always have to do Skiris and Bittel. The Shal is, can you do Bittel, can you not do Bittel? If the guy was here from before, you could do Bittel. If the guy was not here, then you can't do Bittel, because it's called Seichem Emar. The Ravid, which is the Rashba brings down, is the other way around, the other way. The Ravid holds that even if the guy wasn't here, it doesn't make a difference. If you did an Erev, it's a good Erev, and if the guy comes in Shabbos, so do take care of the guy, do Skiris, and now the Erev is Chayz of an Erev. And Rashi and the Evan Oizer would be a middle shita, which is that it depends. If you did an erev and the guy was there, then the erev works. All you have to do is do schiras on Shabbos. If you did an erev and the guy was not there and the guy comes, then he breaks the erev. So it's interesting. What's the three shitas? And not only that, it seems like in the three shitas, Sfaras Hafuchas, which is even better. It's not like each one is being mechadish on the other one. Not only does this work, even this works. Because it's mashma that this issue between this issue is machloikas in the Shulchan Aruch between the Beis Meir and the Evan Oizer. The Evan Oizer brings the Beis Meir. I'm sorry, the Beis Meir brings the Evan Oizer. The Evan Oizer is this what we're calling Rashi, this middle Shita, that if the guy was there and you made an Erev, it works. If he's not there, it doesn't work. So the Beis Meir, B'li Sofik, in Elashon, it's a Mashron, V'emes L'dayti, Avgara me'erevu be'erev Shabbos, V'loi haya goy be'veisoy. If you were ma'erev Erev Shabbos and the guy wasn't there, so at least, the Cheshabah, at least, when he came, Botol ha'erev, but it was chal for him, V'enechoyzev ne'erev, Mikolcha came, Kishol ha'chal me'ikara. So like the Beis Meir, Fakir Rashi's case, Evan Oizer's case, is worse than the other case. The case of Tosfos is, you made an Erev. The guy wasn't around. Okay. At least the Erev worked a little bit. So the Shail Chazven and Nachazven Erev. Okay. It worked. But now, you made an Erev and the guy was there, and now you're telling me that works? Fakir, it's even worse. And the Evan Oizer holds Fakir. No, it's better. So it's not just they're arguing does it work or not, like a bad drug? It's French Torah Safuchas over here. What's better? You make an Erev when you make an Erev and the guy is here. Evan Oizer and Rashi were saying holds that you made an Erev, the guy is around, all you have to do is here is it's fine, the Erev is good, basically. And but if the guy comes later, oh no, that's not good. And Beis Meir says, if anything, that would be better than this case. So Tzar Bir, Kein Zeh, you also find in the Rashba, and actually it's really in the Ritva, the way he said, it also comes out of Shtekos Svar Safuchas over here. It got to be this inyan, because when the Ritva brings the Ravid's Shita, which is what we're saying is the other Shita, is that he holds that it's Chos V'Neir, even if the guy wasn't around and you made an Erev, and the guy shows up, it works. He says, Zuck the Ravid, the Ritva brings down, I have a bigger chiddush than that works. That let's say you made an erev and it was shachach echad miyisrael and it was shachach, and now you have to go and do the bittul on Shabbos. That works. Zokter, that's a bigger chiddush. Gedoyla mizu. Even that works. Kol shekain, if you made an erev and a guy shows up. Because, I don't know, neither one worked. That's a bigger chiddush, she's saying, because if you made an Erev, it worked, b'shaitai, and then gedoyla mizu, right, is that it never worked b'chlal, because the yid didn't, there was one yid that was shachach. And now, but Tosis holds faker, Tosis holds that shachach echad works, and ba'akum, ben t'shabbos doesn't. So, there seems to be a sadistic of plucked over here in the basic fundamentals of what's going on over here. So, let's go back. I want to the yisoid of this whole chayzer, the whole hutra, a little bit. What's going on in the machlekes in the acharonim, the rishonim? So Tosis brings down a kasha that. Tosis wants to know that over here we're saying that if you made an Erev and the goy shows up, it doesn't work. And even if you're soichet from the goy, it's not chayz of an Erev, according to Tosfos, according to really everybody except for the Ravid, it doesn't work. So for Tosfos, what's with Sfinos? By Sfino we say that if the Sfino was good by Erev Shabbos and then it got broken apart, when it comes back together, it works. So you see, there is a concept of Chos V'Neir. Why are we not utilizing the concept of Chos V'Neir to be mounted the air of a Makum Goy? So Zok Toy says, no, it's better, the case of the Sfina, because the case of the Sfina is, it was oimit to stay like that the whole Shabbos. Okay. So Kipshuta, maybe you would say that the point of Toysis is that it's like a Svar and Hutra. If it's called the Heter, and the Heter was supposed to stay there the whole Shabbos, it's like it's there for the whole Shabbos. So whenever it comes back, it comes back. But it's meant to be the whole Shabbos. The Heter of the Erev, Malkum Goy, since the guy was meant to come back, so Mimela, it's much more oimit to be broken. So when it broke, it's like a weaker Heter. But it's Mavur and Teis, it doesn't mean Hutra, because Teis only asks from Hoel of Hutra later. Moreover, is more fundamental than that, is because the Marsha brings from the Rush in the first parak that the Heter of Sfina works even if the Sfinos were not kosher from Erev Shabbos. So obviously, Tosis doesn't mean the Heter of Hutra. So what is Tosis saying? Not only that, doesn't the Gemara assume that you can't make an Erev on Shabbos? Because the Gemara asks, can you be Soich on Shabbos? And the Shaila is, if Schiris is like Bittul, you can do it on Shabbos. If Schiris is like Erev, you can't do it on Shabbos. That's haste. You can't do Schiris on Shabbos. You can't do Erev on Shabbos. You can do Erev Ben HaShemosh, maybe whatever we're just telling. But you can't do Erev on Shabbos. So if you can't do Erev on Shabbos, if you say that the reason why you can't do Erev on Shabbos is some sort of Svara, you can't be Mechal Chalois in the Chotzer or something like this, so how come the Sfinas work? If you can't make an Erev Shabbos, how come putting together the Sfinas, they weren't Mutter before, and now they're becoming Mutter? So.
Wasn't a prior Erev?
It was a prior Erev maybe a year ago, maybe earlier in the year. But this Shabbos, something new is happening. So, if Tosfos just means Hutra, so that you need the Heter, first of all, you don't have the Heter, and we're finding, and if the difference is you can't make a new heter on Shabbos, obviously that's not the point, because over here you're making a new heter even on Shabbos. So the in other words, if you can't make an erev on Shabbos, why could you do this thing of Sfina on Shabbos? You're putting it back together.
That question has a lot
of... No, I'm just bringing out the point that why is this good if you're not allowed to make an erev on Shabbos? What are you not allowed to do on Shabbos, and why does this yet work on Shabbos? If it's just that you're keeping mechal the heter on the chatzar on Shabbos, over here you have the heter is being chal on Shabbos. So obviously that's not the problem of why you can't make an erev. So there must be a different problem, and this doesn't have that problem. And also, Tosfos L'chayra doesn't mean a fundamental problem necessarily with a guy, and a chiluk is between guy and Sfina, because first of all, the chesaron that you have by Sfina is pretty fundamental. Also, I mean, the two chetzeres are not attached, so you can't make an error. But more than that, there's taka taz that says. That the Taz says, based on Tosfos, that what happens if you did Schiris and Erev, and then the guy died, and his Yerush comes in, and you need a new Schiris. So a new guy, a new Schiris, but he wasn't Oymet to die. So Zok Tosfos, if you talk in that case, Zok the Taz, since Tosfos said the whole problem with the guy is that he was supposed to come, so he was supposed to break the Erev, but this new Yerush was not supposed to come, because this new Yerush is a brand new guy. The father was in good health, and he just died on Shabbos. So this guy, the new guy that's here now, in that case, was not supposed to come. So Mel, as long as you did tzchiras, it would take a work. The test is lamaisa, bedasa toisis. So I mean, this is not saying necessarily a fundamental problem with the differences. Goy is a bigger problem than Sfina. It's the tazholz. Fakir, the Prima Gadim, so much so, brings a kasha from the Tosfos Shabbos on the Taz, that if anything, why do you have to do Schiris? Should we call Hoy V'Hotra Hotra? If anything. But, Akoponim, now, Lemaisa, the Magen Avram argues on this halacha, and basically the Magen Avram's Lashon is taka this. Magen Avram's Lashon is, oh, and also another case, the etzem case of Tosfos is before that you don't need the heter of the erev to be chal before Shabbos, because Tosfos holds by shachach echad and you did a bittel on Shabbos, the heter is chal on Shabbos with bittel. So obviously we don't need that the heter of the erev is chal before Shabbos. But l'maisa the Magen Avraham seems to say that the yisoid of this sugya is based that the ikar erev was chal before Shabbos and the heter of the erev was chal before Shabbos and the chotzer was hutra before Shabbos, because the Magen Avraham's lashon, first of all, he argues on this din of Sfina. And he says, "Demetchil kishenase ha'erev ain't sofer liskaim kol haShabbos l'fishaser akum lavay v'lo shayich loy markan Shabbos hoyel v'hutra hutra." Sounds like he's saying is that that the svaros here are about hoyel v'hutra hutra. This sounds like the Magen Avraham. It sounds like the Magen Avraham that the ikar the Magen Avraham holds that the ikar of the erev is that the het of the erev has to be chal before Shabbos, and the Mele doesn't have this halacha. He argues on the halacha that the sfinas, if they were not makusha before, could work. And it seems like that's the yisur of the base mayor also, that the ikr is that the etzem din of the chotzer, the etzem heter on the chotzer has to be chal before Shabbos. And that's the ikr of the erev. The ikr of the erev is this, that it's making the heter on the chotzer, and that has to be chal before Shabbos. To the point that the base mayor, when he wants to explain this din, so what happens, according to that, you have to explain. So how does it work if you made an erev shachach echad and did a bittel? So to the point that when the Beis Meir is explaining that din, he adds in a whole shtickle.
It's not an erev.
What's that?
Bittel's an erev?
No, but I'm saying if the point is that the heter of the erev has to be chal before Shabbos, so chora.
It's din an erev. It's not a din.
No, but the chatzah was a mutter.
You're making enough that whatever means is not a din an erev. It's din an heter.
What do you mean it didn't air?
In order for the air to work, like you said, the echo of the kayak of the air is to be matter. So if the air is not being matter, it's not shmash. It doesn't shtal also as an air for Shabbos.
Right.
So it doesn't mean it can't be matter something on Shabbos.
No, so but if it's shachach echad, and now you need a bittel, so where's the kayak of the air to be matter? What's the mila that you need a bittel? That's all I'm asking. So he performs that. The base mayor is mayrich on that. And he says, you have to say that ma dimyun is that the bishlam gabi bittel b'shoshir roi ha'erev lochol
Hainu ben shmoshes royu lochel kidkas of itva da av ze shbitu hu bar er ve royu lar um stoma nichale vi vato reshusay lahem nimt da av ben shmoshes royu lochel shahar shari af shozu yochel vato and he's stoma nichale to do it means that basically it's considered that, that's what you mean? That that the heter of the it's nothing, nothing's nischadish in the Erev, nothing's nischadish in the koich of the heter of the Erev, because it's oimit to bichal, it's basically oimit to bichal, and we know that it's roi lakach, it's mistama nichale, and then memel, if it's mistama nichale, we see the whole Erev, as here nothing's being nischadish on Shabbos in the koich of the Erev, to be matir, and mela, yeah, it's taka becoming mutter bapoil, but the whole koich of the Erev is 100% b'mkoimai, and the bittel is not nischadish at all. But if it wouldn't be, he needs that mistama nichale. In other words, he needs that we taka know he's going to do the bittul and he's going to. So mila, nothing, we don't see anything being nischadish in the Erev on Shabbos. But this is the sheet of the Beis Meir and the Magen Avraham. So what are the other, what do the other Rishonim hold? Okay, and this Yisoy, they were saying, it's Pashat Zach, but it's going to be very negaya to the whole Pini Mechitz and where the Erev is. You put it here, you put it there. The mistama's going to get to that also. That the Rashba is a lashon here. The Rashba's lashon is, he says, when he's saying the chilek between if it was shachach and you did bittel, versus if a guy was there. So how come if the guy was there, you didn't do erev? It doesn't work like shlitas hatosfes. But if a yid was there and he didn't do erev, it works. Zokta Rashba, the chilek. V'im toimar, what's the? He says v'im toimar ma'ishka mishochach echad. So he says yeshlemet the hosm shiny the av zeh shebitel hayeroy la'arvi moim lefikach eno mevatel se'erev legamri. He doesn't make a bitel to the erev legamri. Avol goy the lav bar erev who mevatel se'erev legamri. So what's this bittel, but not bittel lagamri? And a goy is bittel lagamri, and a yid is bittel, but not bittel lagamri. Another diak is that the Rashba says that when a yid makes an erev, but it's shachach echad, it works. So why? Shavu bishlo haya erev klal ben hashmasha safiolch kishachazar zeh shelo erev ubitalen reshusay neir ha'erev. Kilu, he's using the yesoid of chayzer v'neir on this. He's saying you could have a chayzer v'neir when a yid is levatal on Shabbos. Chayzer v'neir, I mean, there's no erev. That's the whole. So how's he? It's mashma that some sort of chayzer v'neir on this when the yid is levatal on Shabbos. So what it would seem like is that. In the Erev, the Atei Amoigim tells the fact that the Iker problem with the Erev, why you can't make an Erev before Shabbos, is on Shabbos, because in the Mishana Dirasa Bemta Shabbos. It means the Koyach of the Erev is to be Koveya, the Dira and the Chatzar. It's to be Koveya that everyone's living by the Erev. So Mamela, you're coming to be Koveya, the Iker Dira, of where the people are being Dar for Shabbos. And Mamela, once that's true, so that's Koveya, the Oifen Adira in the Chatzar. And Mamela, that's Matir the Chatzar. That makes the Chatzar the Chatzar of the people in the Bais. So the Yesoid is that this, the Iker thing which has to take place before Shabbos is the Shtelling of Vek, Mekorech the Erev, the Oifen Adir and the Chatzar. Is that the people are living by the Erev. That the Erev is Chal to Ma'ar of the people, and to say where the Dira of the people in the Chatzar is being Chal. The Koyach to be Matar the Erev, the Poyal later, that takes place on Shabbos. But what the Iker Chiddush of the Erev has to Shtalvek is where the Dira is being Chal. To the point, it seems like it's a Shaila, and the Poyskan was looking before. When is the Erev Chal? Is the Erev Chal when Erev Shabbos when it's matir the chatzar, or is the Erev Chal when they take the bread? Nafkamin is the kabi the bracha. When is the Erev Lasiyosan? Some places can say the Erev Lasiyosan is before you start collecting the bread. Some say no, after you collect all the bread before Shabbos, you go make an Erev. And it sounds like maybe there's two parts to the Erev, in other words. There's the part to the Erev that you're shtelling a vek where the dira is, and then there's the heter of the koyach adira is Chal in the chatzar. So
what the Rashba is saying is that if there's Kula Yidin in the Chatzar and you started collecting, so you made the Erev, and Al Das the Erev, everyone's giving to the Erev, so Shtang Avek, the Dira in the Chatzar, is by the Erev. So Memela, that took place before Shabbos. And if one person was Shachach, it's not Boto Lagamri, means that Oiftu of the Erev is Chal still. That Oiftu of the Erev Taka took place, and the fact that one person is still not around is not a problem. Comes on Shabbos and he does Bittul, comes on Shabbos and he does Bittul. So now since that Erev wasn't Batel Lagamri, because the Etzem Shtelling Avek of the Dira of the Chatzar, it was before Shabbos, and the whole problem making an Erev on Shabbos is in the Mishana Dirasa Bamsa Shabbos, but I'm not being Mishana Dirasa because the Etzem Dira was being Chal, and the Bittul is only being Mesalik there Koyach in the Chatzar. So Memela, the Erev works, and he's calling that Choyzer V'Neir, because the Etzem Koyach of the Erev was here from before, and the Heter is being called now. So that's what the Rashba means. Kumta is from the Rashba, that what you need to make before Shabbos is this Koyach, and that's enough to Shtelvek before Shabbos, but even that, if the Etzem Heter is Chal on Shabbos, it's not a problem. So Mestama, what the Rishonim are saying, when the Rishonim are saying that if it's Soifa to stay together, it's not Soifa to stay together, it's not about the Heter Shaboy, it's about this type of Dira. So if the Sfinos are Makusharis, and they're meant to stay together on Shabbos, that means that we see that it's not Oimit to break this Dira. So now, if the Sfinos are together, there's a Kiyum of this Oifen Hadira in the Chatzar. If it breaks apart, so now, in the meanwhile, they're not there. But once it comes together, since it's Oymed, it was never Nisbata, because since it's Oymed to stay the whole Shabbos, so Mamela calls, once it comes back together, then we already a Shteldevek that we're living like that. So therefore, it will come back together. So the Ikur Chilak that Tosfos is saying is not that this Heter stays longer than this Heter doesn't. It's Ba'oifen that we could Shteldevek the Dira and the Chatzar in this way. So, yeah. So let's get to that. I mean the Taz, whatever. And that's the Chora, the Ikar Machlokes over here. The Magen Avraham and the Beis Meir don't seem to be going with that. And the Rishonim, the Marsha, Shtang Avek, the Rosh, but that's the Tosfos, and the Rashba seem to be going with that Chilak. So. Now, you just threw me off. I'm just curious. The base man and Devin Eiser. So the Devin Eiser Shteldevek that Avadus Poshut, that if the Sfinas come back together, it works. And the base man argues. So let's go. Right, so we're saying that this is what it's telling. That the Beis Meir is saying that the Ikar Karech of the Erev is in the Karech Heter of the Erev, and the Evin Oizer would go, the other Shittas are going, that the Ikar Karech of the Erev is the Shtalvek, the Dir and the Chatzar, and that's Chal before Shabbos is enough. So we were asking before that let's take this Shita, this middle Shita. The Evin Oizer holds that So the Ben Oizer says that if you made an Erev before Shabbos and the Goy was there, so that works. We made an Erev before Shabbos and the Goy was there, then as long as the Goy is Soicher from you, on Shabbos, that's good. And the Beis Meir argued on that, and he said, Punk Faker, that's worse than a case that the It's worse than the other case. So, L'chor, you could say very simple. The Beis Meir's understand is going with this Shita. He argues on the case of Sfina, saying the Ikar Karech Le'erev is the Heter of the Erev. It was not Chal Meikara. So it's not Chal Meikara. So you don't have the Etzem Erev. You don't have the Etzem Karech of the Erev because there was no Heter Chal if you made an Erev with a Goy there. In the middle, there's no Karech of the Erev in the Chatzah. We don't see the Heter of the Erev in the Chatzah, and that doesn't work. If the Erev was Poel B'Shaita, and then the Goy comes, so the Etzem Heter in the Erev was here. So he says, maybe that would be better. Maybe when, it doesn't work either. But at least there was a Heter Chal to the Chatzah. According to the Avinoiz, if they kukoich of the Erev, he says Svinah's work, that means that he holds that the point is that if we could shtelvek how the Yisraelim are dar in the Chatzah, how the Erev took hold in the deer, to shtelvek the deer in the Chatzah. So clearly what he's saying is that, and this we'll have to fine tune now, if we have time, is that there's a Yisraelis take a chilek between if the guy was here before Shabbos and if the guy was not here before Shabbos. If the guy was here before Shabbos, Zok Devanoiza, so you made an Erev, and the Erev works. This Chatzar is Roy to have an Erev. Since this Chatzar is Roy to have an Erev, so whoever joins the Erev, joins the Erev. And Mamela, the Erev taka worked to Shtalvek, how the Yisraelim are dar in the Chatzar. The guy's here, so take care of the guy. Now, you could ask me, does that shtim with the other Evanoizer that we had in the beginning of Samach Beis, that he's the big Manda Omer that says that Ein Erev Emokum Nachri? I'm not sure. We'll have to get to that. I don't know how it shtims. I'm not sure if it doesn't shtim either. I'm not sure if it's talking about if it's necessarily the same problem. But if the guy was not here, so now on Shabbos is being this Nischadish, a new Chiv of a Chatzah Sheyesh Ba'akum, to Ma'arav Yisrael with a guy. To Ma'arav with Yisrael, a guy needs a new type of Erev. So middle of the old Erev doesn't work, and you have to make a new Erev, so now you have to shtavak the deer over again from before.
The deer before Shabbos. So when a guy comes from Shabbos, that doesn't affect our mutual deer.
No, but it affects how everyone's being dar in the chatzar. Because you dar differently if there's a guy or not a guy. I think that's what the Taz is saying. What the Taz is saying is that if it's not oimid for the guy to come, so then yeah, when he comes, there's a guy here. But when he leaves, we're back to the old deer that we had. In the old deer, we already shtel devek how we're dar without the guy. So it's not a matter of is the how much does it affect the air. It's a matter of how much it affects the whole life and adira here. If the deer was supposed to stay this way, so Mamela, once we were Ma'arav, we had no idea a guy was going to come because this guy was alive and well, and his son. So Mamela, when we go back to our old deer, it's still the old deer that we had, like this finish. Balkopana, like this. What I want to get to is maybe flesh out a little bit. That there's also, we mentioned this verse of Fuchas between the Rashba and the Ravid. That the Ravid says, G'doyle Mizu, the Ravid says that if you made an Erev with a guy, the guy wasn't even there, and then the guy comes back, it's Choyz V'Neir, and it works, no problem, all you have to do is take away the guy. And Kol Shekain, the other way. Kol Shekain, when there was a Yisrael that wasn't here, right? So, 2 points. So one is, he doesn't seem to have a problem with Chayz V'Neir, but I think what's more, regardless, that could be true. But what the Ravid is saying is that a guy being here or not being here does not shtelvek anything different in the chotzer. And the reason is because what we're going to try to explain is that how come the Rashba has a sfar safuchas on that? The Rashba says punk fakir, a guy yid and you forgot is better. A guy coming in the middle is worse. So the machlokes is, how does a guy, what's the status of a chatzah that has a guy in it? The entire yisoid of Shmuel, according to Tosfos, what's the whole yisoid of Shmuel, according to Tosfos? Shmuel is saying a yisoid, that a chatzah, which is oisrin uma'arvin, then you could do betel. If it's not oisrin, then you can't do betel. What's the yisoid of Tosfos? The yisoid of Shmuel, according to Tosfos, is that you can't shtelvek a new halacha to the chatzar on Shabbos. And if the din of this chatzar was that it was nitr be'erev, the din of the chatzar was nitr be'erev, so Tosfos is understanding Shmuel's din is that bittel's is medine erev also, because when they shtelvek that you can't have chatzar sharam, ba'ay shal yochin, so it's medine erev, this concept of bittel, it's not a new chap from somewhere else. So if the din of the chatzah was me'erev Shabbos nikva, then it could be nitr be'erev, so then the chatzah could be nitr with bittel also. Okay. Comes a guy. So, according to Tosfos, the din of the chatzah is, the guy goes into how the chatzah is nitr. The din of the chatzah is different now. The chatzah is not nitr with erev. It has to be, you have to do schiris and erev. Schiris goes into understanding the takana of the chatzah. The tikkun of the chatzah is schiris with erev. So memela, the old chatzah that had a heter be'erev, is not here anymore. Now there's a new chatzah that has a new takana of schiris and erev. So memela, since the old chatzah, you dar now differently. The whole oifen adira is not a deer that's nitta with erev. It's a deer which needs schiris and erev. So memela, the old erev is batel because it was stung like the deer in the chatzah. The whole deer is different. So memela, when in order to affect the chatzah that has a goyin, you need schiris for erev. Memela, on this chatzah, then it's schiris for erev. You can't do bittel anymore because the heter bittel has to be chal from before. So you can't do erev and Shabbos. The whole din of the chatzah has to be chal from before Shabbos. You can't be mechal a new oifen to matter the chatzah. Schiris for erev. The Ravid seems to hold that the schiris is not going into the etzem. What?
Was there
because if he's oimid, you mean the taz? If the guy wasn't oimid to come? No, I'm saying is because because if that old dira was very strong, so whenever that old dira comes back, we're being siachis to the old chatzar. But if the dira of the chatzar was very weak, so it's a dira she Yisrael, but only temporarily. So once the new chatzar is here, so it's a new chatzar. It's a chatzar with a guy. And the chatzar of a guy is different than the chatzar of the yid. If the chatzar of the yid is very strong because there's no guy in sight, because the guy's healthy and everything, now the guy dies, it's hazez, so then when he dies, taka will go back to the old dira, the old chatzar. It's a chatzar she saw, it's not a new chatzar. It's not about how strong the heter is, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not about the heter in the chatzar, it's about how we see the deer in the chatzar. So now, fine. But the Ravid seems to say is that Schiris is not a halacha in the chatzar. It's a separate thing. When Yisraelim are darim with a guy, the way they do erev is the same way they do erev without a guy. There's no new takana schiris that goes. It's part of the heter of the chatzar be'etzim. Schiris for erev. The heter of the chatzar is erev, and you have to do erev, and you have to do schiris because you got to get rid of the guy or whatever you have to do. It sounds like he's very much going that it's just getting rid of the guy, and memela, nothing changed. So the Etzim Chatzar was a Chatzar Yisrael, and it's not a new type of anything when the guy is here. The guy doesn't change how the Erev is working. The guy doesn't change anything about the Schiris. So Memela, he holds that it's going to be better. You made an Erev. It works. Everything was Chal. The guy is here. Just take care of the problem. If the Erev didn't work, Avad, it's a bigger Chiddush. Because a guy is no worse. A guy doesn't change anything. That's what Rishonim really asking. That if a guy comes with Zimut and a guy and a yid, there's nothing special about a guy, the deer of Yisrael with a guy. Toisus and the Rashba holds Fakirin, is saying no. When Yisrael lived in the Chatzar, so the din of the Chatzar was Bimater Be'erev, so it's still Bimater Be'erev. So maybe you could do Bittel. There's no problem with that. But when a guy comes and the shame of the din of the Chatzar is that it has to be Nitter with Be'erev and Bittel, Erev and Schiris, so it's something new in the Chatzar, and that's a problem. Now, just to get to, that's the Rishonim, the Rashba, we said there was a middle Shita, it's the Eben Oizer. The Eben Oizer's Shita was, which we're saying is Rashi, is that it depends. When you did Erev, if you did an Erev, and the guy was there, Zok the Eben Oizer, it works. The Erev works. And all you have to do is do schiris. It's only if the guy's not there and he comes now, that's when it's a bottle to the chatzar. It's bottle. So, what's he saying over there? He's saying if the guy was here and you did an erev, then all you have to do is schiris. But if he's not here and you did an erev, then you can't do it. So he's not saying like the Ravid, because he's not saying that we don't care about the guy and everything's about how the Yisraelim do the erev. And he's not saying like Toisvis. That you can't, L'chayr, if you read the whole Eben Oizer, what he's saying is, this is the Eben Oizer I spoke out last time, that the Eben Oizer holds that the schiris of the guy is the way to get that the guy is part of the Erev. That the schiris of the guy is not just, in the Rivan we're saying it's totally Zayatik, in Toysis maybe it's part of the Heter or the Chatz or whatever, but I don't know if in Toysis it's a gate to Ryan to that's an Erev, necessarily. But in the Eben Oizer, he's mavur that schiris is going into the etzem erev. That the way you join up a Yisrael is by taking bread from him. The way you join up a guy is by the Yisrael taking control over his over with the Schiris Ru'ua, even taking control over his place and including him into the Erev. So since the Evan Ezer holds is that the point of a guy is there's just another way to join him into the Erev. So the Etzem Takana of Erev is do Erev. Be ma'ariv everybody. Be ma'ariv everybody in the Chatzar. So you ma'ariv everybody. So when it's cool Yisraelim, you ma'ariv everyone with an Erev. And when it's cool, when it's a Yisrael and a guy over here, so you could also, there's a Takana to the Chatzar be'Erev. Because you could do Erev, and who's ever doing the Erev should go get the Rishus from the guy. And it's Chal is Chalik from the Erev. So Mimela, it's not a new halacha. If the guy is here from before Shabbos, then the Erev was, it's Chazir Le'eruvei, the Chatzar. The Chatzar is Chazir Le'eruvei. So it's the same thing as if the Yid was here and didn't do the Erev, if the guy was here and didn't do the Erev. It's not a Schadish anything new in the Erev. It's not a Fartika Bittel to the Erev. It just means not everyone joined. You're missing something from the guy. It's not a Fartika problem with the Erev. So Mimela, on Shabbos, you could come and go and join him into the Erev. And you could, just like you could do Bittel on Shabbos, because you could join him into the Erev. So Memele, he holds if you did the Erev and the guy was there, it's Chazal Eruve. But you need to, if the guy comes Be'emtzah Shabbos, so now you have to, that's the whole sugya. The guy comes Be'emtzah Shabbos, what happened over there? That's where now seems like that's where he's talking breaks the Erev and you have to do skirs. You have to figure what's the difference when a guy comes Be'emtzah Shabbos with a Yisrael comes Be'emtzah Shabbos? But when before Shabbos, that this middle shita is so we're saying is that there's three ways to look at it. The Rav is going that the guy's mamash totally zaitik to the Erev. It's not part of the heter of the Erev b'chla. Just get rid of the guy. Everything worked. Tosis is learning you have to. It's part of the heter of the chotzer. There's schiris and Erev. And the Ibn Oiz is learning it's mamash part of the Erev. Alein Mamela, if he's there before and you can do the Erev. And I think that's Rashi's shita also is mamash like that. And Chazil Matzil Leruv and Lumegar, then you could join him to the Erev. Mamela, if you didn't Erev and he's there, then it's Chal the Erev from before. Just everything.